Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations and extend our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious, important, and happy day of Eid-e-Adha, or Eid-e-Qurban. As you know, this is one of the two most important festivals and happy days of the Muslims, the other being the Eid-e-Fitr, the last, which comes at the end of Ramadan. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding Eids in general, and therefore obviously Eid-e-Qurban and Eid-ul-Adha in particular. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following regarding one of the festivals, meaning he said the following on the day of one of these festivals, and it was Eid, one of these festivals. And the Imam said the following on this day. Perhaps somebody came to the Imam and said, Eid Mubarak to him. Happy Eid to you. Congratulations to you, Imam. So the Imam turned around and said the following to him. He said, verily, it is only a festival for he whose fasts Allah has accepted and whose prayers he has acknowledged. Meaning a person can only celebrate this day, in essence, the Imam is saying, whose acts of worship in the days leading up to the festival, right, were accepted by God. If it's Eid al-Fitr, if his fast were accepted, if it's Eid al-Adha, if his sacrifice was accepted, if his, you know, his prayers were accepted, if his if he was on a pilgrimage, if his pilgrimage was accepted. Otherwise, it's only a meaningless and hollow festival, a shell of what it truly should be, right? After mentioning this kind of general rule, the Imam said something very, very general and very educational and very instructive to us. He said, and everybody's heard this hadith, he said, and every day in which we do not disobey God is a day of celebration. Right, so there's two parts to this tradition, right? The second part is concerned is the negative. In a certain sense, is negative in the sense that the Imam says, if we do not, in order to truly be happy and celebrative on these festivals, one should not have sinned on the days leading up to the festival. The first part is kind of positive, in the sense that he says that the actions that we do, right? The second part is concerned with the things we should not do. The first part is concerned with the things that we should do, right? The acts that we do on the days leading up to the festival, they should be wholesome spiritually, and they should have been accepted by God, right? So if these two conditions are fulfilled, then the person, right, his Eid is truly a true festival and a happy day for him. Otherwise, it's only something very superficial, right, and not worthy of truly being happy about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Eid and the festival in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد.